Kau, and South Kona State Representative and Agriculture Chair Richard Cregan is a physician and a farmer.
There's going to be some discussion of restrictions on GMOs, more transparency on the herbicides and pesticides. Part of that was precipitated by the court decision that invalidated the county laws limiting GMOs. The court said it is a state prerogative. People want to know what's in their food labeling. From a nutritional standpoint, I think that's important.
Governor David Ige wants to see food production doubled by 2030.
That's an ambitious goal. So much of our agriculture is devoted to items for either export or tourists. How much do we want to expand a sector of our economy that has very low-paying jobs? And what impact that would have on our society? When you have 10,000-acre farms in the Midwest, that makes sense. But if we want local food, we're going to have to pay more for it.
State Agriculture Director Scott Enright has created a biosecurity plan that addresses invasive species and increased agriculture inspections, among other steps. Cregan says part of the funding decision will include consideration of neighbor island agriculture issues.
We'll look at their priorities and balance those against our priorities. Part of the problem with our legislature is it tends to be Oahu-centric till it affects them. Little fire ants could really devastate agriculture. The rat lung disease is causing more death and disability by far than any of the mosquito-borne diseases. It's an agricultural as well as a health issue.
Another priority for Cregan, science-based agriculture training in schools. From Kona, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.